AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. has launched a new campaign against Iran, one President Trump's vowed will be an economic D-Day. Ed Donahue has details.
It's called Operation Economic Outcast.
An economic onslaught against Iran's financial connections around the globe.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Our objective is to sever every economic lifeline that sustains this tyrannical regime.
Bessent says every country that tethers itself to Iran should expect to share in its isolation.
Teams from Treasury, State, and the U.S. military are now meeting with their global counterparts to tell them that the United States expects action. Every country has a defined timeline to shut down activities we have identified.
Iran warned it would respond harshly to new sanctions. Its currency has hit a record low, but Iran retains a key strategic advantage, its attacks and threats on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's latest trade war is deepening. Sources tell AP Canada will announce retaliatory tariffs tomorrow. Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada may need to move away from matching U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar and instead use more targeted retaliation. Trump says Canadian leaders need to fall in line or they'll face far worse, threatening additional 50% tariffs on Canadian vehicles, auto parts, and steel. And sources tell AP the president's considering imposing a new 7.5% tariff on China for flooding the global market with underpriced goods. Prosecutors in Taiwan have charged 9 people, including one from NVIDIA, with illegally exporting high-end AI servers to China. And the Supreme Court siding with the Trump administration over the president's executive order restricting mail-in voting. It calls for delivery of mail ballots only to people on federal government lists. This is AP News. NFL quarterback news, Deshaun Watson will be the Cleveland Browns opening day starter. Jennifer King has the story.
Coach Todd Monken's decision will not be popular with Browns fans who booed Watson during Saturday's preseason blowout loss to the Bills.
You know, I understand the frustration. I understand everything that kind of goes into that. You know, and moving forward, I just want to focus on football, making sure that, you know, I'm putting the best product out there.
Monken and Watson spoke at a news conference on Monday.
It ultimately felt like to start the season on the road. Deshaun gave us the best chance to move the ball and score points.
Watson has only played 19 games for Cleveland since 2022 when he was acquired from Houston in a blockbuster deal. He was suspended over allegations of sexual misconduct during massage therapy sessions, had a shoulder injury in 2023, and then 2 injuries to his Achilles tendon. The Browns' road opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars is September 13th. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.